Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco's vaccine mandate into effect, and over 100 police officers are being pulled from the force for refusing to get that shot. So why is the city being so tough and pushing this so hard with law enforcement? For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Matera. Well, why is that, Phil?
Well, because that's what their doctors tell them. I was talking with City Hall people this morning, and they said that, you know, the doctors thought that the idea of a just testing and option that state and other jurisdictions are offering wasn't good enough, and that, you know, San Francisco's sort of hard line and hardball efforts on the mask mandates and on, you know, requiring vaccinations were one of the reasons why it was doing so well in terms of COVID fatalities and deaths. And they just, that was where they decided to draw the line. What's gotten interesting is that, you know, San Jose drew a hard line initially, and then when faced with the prospect of 100 cops possibly going off the line, turned around and said, okay, what we're going to do is allow for you to be tested twice a week, all right? And that'll do it. You got to, and so the San Francisco union is looking down there and saying, well, why is it okay in San Jose but not okay in San Francisco? And I think you're going to be seeing this around the cities. You know, are they really going to play hardball? Are they going to go all the way? Or are they going to bend a bit when faced with the prospect of fewer cops, fewer firefighters, fewer even bus drivers as a result of the hardline vaccination mandates?
Now, I said, I want to clarify this, because I did say pulled from the force, but they're not permanently off, are they? Are they just being told to go home?
Well, that depends. That depends. All right. Now, first step would be, you know, you're going to be taken off, and you're going to have a hearing to decide, you know, what it is that you're not getting vaccinated for. You can get a religious exemption, or you can get a medical exemption, but they're hard to come by. And if you don't get any one of those, then, you know, you are getting at a Scully hearing, which is basically on the process to termination. Now, in between, what they can do is say, we can put you on desk duty, or even if you decided that you can't be in contact with the public, we're going to find some work for you. But there's only so much of that to go around. But so that's going to get interesting as well. But I have to say that the threat is of possible termination dropped the number. As of 4 o'clock yesterday, it was down to 80 cops. So that means like a 20 to 30 had already gotten vaccine. Some people are going out on disability. Other people are, you know, just simply deciding this is the time to move on to another state and another department. But it's going to be dicey. Like I said, you draw a line in the sand, you better be willing to stand there. And this is two things at odds. You have health and you have public safety. And which one are you going to choose, and how are you going to balance the two going forward?
All right, Phil, appreciate it. That is our insider, Phil Matera. He'll be back with Jeff and Patty this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.